This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, dedicated to increasing knowledge and engagement in the world's most critical issues. On April 24th, the Council is hosting a conversation with New York Times White House and National Security Correspondent David Sanger to discuss his latest book, New Cold Wars, China's Rise, Russia's Invasion, and America's Struggle to Defend the West. Registration for this event is available at globalaffairs.org/events.
Dozens of vendors who sell wares at Chicago's Little Village Discount Mall began moving out over the weekend. The exodus started Friday after vendors lost their last-ditch bid for a legal injunction to let them stay put. Some have until tomorrow to pack up. Many vendors have been there for decades. WBEZ's Michael Puente visited the mall to check how vendors are coping and what's next for them.
This is a busy time for Cocoy Malagon. It's a time for measuring, sewing, altering, and sizing that special dress for young Latina girls.
Now is the season. The season for quinceañeras, for comuniones, bautizos, and everything.
That's going to hurt your business.
A lot.
A native of Mexico City, Malagon has been at the mall for 14 years. She'll need to have her things, including some 500 dresses, sent to storage by tomorrow.
Now the economy of the country is really bad. I don't know why the city don't think about the small business. We support many things to the economy. And now they say just, I'm sorry, guys. You cannot stay here.
Malagon and other vendors knew a new building owner, Novak Construction, wanted them out. But they hoped a Cook County judge would rule that they could stay long enough to find other options. The judge denied vendors' request for an injunction. It's complicated, but this means 60% of the space can be used by vendors, but the rest have to go. Exactly what Novak Construction plans to do with the property is not clear. We did hear back for comment. Despite the news and uncertainty, vendors like Cesar Miranda are multitasking. They're packing up and selling to customers who still flock in, even from Michigan, Indiana, Wisconsin, and Iowa.
La gente le gusta venir aquí porque es un mercadito típico de México.
Miranda sells instruments from trumpets to accordions. He says folks like coming here because the mall is like a typical market you find in Mexico. Miranda says he didn't want to remove everything over the weekend because customers were still coming in.
Estamos bien preocupados porque al menos yo lo que he observado.
Miranda says he's concerned because the mall is a very important part of the commercial corridor of 26th Street and it's being reduced. For many vendors here, some who are undocumented, sales are their only source of income. And now with no sales, they could struggle to pay to have their items stored somewhere else. Juan Zarate's father is one of the original vendors in the mall. He set up shop more than 30 years ago.
This pet shop, it was my father's. He opened in 91. The store next to mine over here is mine. And we opened that in 93.
Zarate's siblings also run their own stores. They sell everything from home health remedies to Mexican-made belts and boots and even pets like birds and hamsters. His parents are now old and have health issues. His father, for example, celebrated his 83rd birthday on Saturday but suffers from dementia. Zarate says what's happening is unfair and he sees change coming to Little Village.
So what's the American dream? Just wait for somebody with more money to come and take over? This is when communities start changing, you know. Change isn't always good, change isn't always bad, but it's definitely going to change, you know. Like, some people are going to miss how it is, you know. Displacement gets involved and, you know, memories get lost. You know?
As for what's next, the local alderman, Byron Sixto Lopez, says he and the city are still trying to help.
I think that is a responsibility for the city of Chicago to ensure that these families who depend entirely on this source of income have an opportunity to reopen in a location nearby.
Sixto Lopez says he wants Novak Construction to give vendors 10 more weeks to find new locations. He knows that's a long shot. But let's say the alderman does find a new location in Little Village or nearby Pilsen or Gage Park. It's not clear whether all the vendors could afford to move or live without sales for weeks. It's also not clear if any new space will recreate that old market experience, an experience that attracted customers for decades. Michael Puente, WBEZ News.